Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 7, Paul writes these words, "In order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus." Are you in Christ Jesus? My prayer is that you are. If you have any doubt about that, God wants us to have assurance of our relationship with him. He wants us to be assured of the fact that we are in Christ Jesus. You say, "Steve, can you really know that?" Yes, you can. The Bible is very clear. In fact, it says in 1 John, "These things have I written in you that you might know," not think, not hope. You can know that you're living in relationship with Jesus Christ because, see, he cannot lie. He is truth. Pilate asked him just before his crucifixion, "What is truth?" And he was looking truth in the face. Jesus later said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father but by me." He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. And you can know him by simply acknowledging you need him. Why do you need him? Because you are a sinner. I am too. I'm not picking on you. All of us, the Bible says, have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And Jesus said, if we will confess him, ask him to forgive us our sin, to come into our heart, we can know him. And if you will simply by faith say, "Lord, I acknowledge I've sinned. I ask you to forgive me. And by faith, I open my heart's door and I invite you to come in." That's what you do. That's where you begin. You don't stop there, but that's where you begin. And if you have made that decision, I'd love to send you some material that would help you grow in your walk with the Lord. Love to hear from you. Have a great day.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.